Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Jaya Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Jaya Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Jaya Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Jaya Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram. Oh, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Jaya Nityananda Ram. Oh, Ramananda. Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram. Oh, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram. Oh, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram. Hey, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram. Oh, louder! Oh, Nityananda, Nityananda, Nityananda Ram. Nityananda, Nityananda, Nityananda Ram. Oh, Nityananda, Nityananda, Nityananda Ram. Oh, Nityananda, Nityananda, Nityananda Ram. 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 nitananda 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 la nitananda 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 la
Glory to Lord Chaitanya, the life of the worlds. May I remember his feet at every moment. At sunset, the devotees would gather one by one at the Lord's house. With great devotion, Sri Mukunda Sanjaya would read verses aloud, and hearing saintly Mukunda's splendid voice, Lord Chaitanya, the jewel of the Brahmanas, entered an ecstatic trance.
Hari Bol!
Lord Chaitanya would roar, and that sound would fill the four directions. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would then fall to the ground, and no one could hold him still. The Lord would manifest fear, laughter, trembling, perspiring, roaring, and standing up of the bodily hairs. He would manifest all these symptoms of ecstasy simultaneously. And seeing these wonders, the devotees would happily sing the holy names. Nothing could check the Lord's ecstasy. In this way, each night would pass as if a moment, and at sunrise, the Lord would somehow return to external consciousness. Day and night, Lord Chaitanya and his devotees would in this way sing the holy names. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would fall down on the ground and Mother Sachi would see this, she would pray to the Lord, "My dear Lord, somehow take the consciousness from me so that I don't have to see how Nimai with his delicate body rolls on the ground. He might hurt himself." And by the Lord's mercy, Mother Sachi lost all awareness of the external circumstances. Now when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to manifest his Chaitanya, his Sankirtan movement, about 6 hours by modern bus drive, and maybe a few days journey by feet or by ox cart, in a village called Ekachakra, people were in great pangs of separation. Lord Nityananda, who appeared at Ekachakra Gram, had left the village with an unknown sannyasi and had visited holy places like Gaya, Varanasi, the Himalayan mountains, the Ayodhya forest, Shapta Godavari, and then again Haridwar and the Himalayan side. And Lord Nityananda, the avaduta-like, moon-like person, was not in Ekachakra any longer. After he had completed the journey, where he laughed and smiled and sometimes cried tears of ecstasy, he arrived in Vrindavan and behaved like a madman. He played with the cowherd boys, remembering how he once in Vrindavan, Lord Balaram. He sometimes would throw flowers over his body and laugh when they would touch his body and then roll in the on the ground. Let us hear what he did in Vrindavan. He waited in Vrindavan for the time when he would join Chaitanya. No one had the power to understand that Lord Nityananda, who was the origin of Lord Ananta. When he saw the place in Mathura where he was born in ancient times, Lord Nityananda roared with pleasure and happily played and rolled in the dust of Vrindavan as if he were a child. No one had the power to understand his exalted nature. Except for tasting the nectar of topics about Lord Krishna, he did not eat. He ate only the nectar of Krishna Katha. On some days, he would drink a little milk if it was offered to him unasked. At the time Lord Nityananda was in Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya appeared in Navadvip. Always chanting the holy names, Lord Chaitanya was filled with bliss. Still, because he could not see Lord Nityananda, he was also unhappy. Now, until Lord Nityananda heard the news of Lord Chaitanya in Navadvip, he remained in Vrindavan and just waited for his mission to come. Lord Nityananda at that time had never opened his mouth to anyone and spoken. When he learned that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had begun his Sankirtan movement, Lord Nityananda left Vrindavan and at once went to Navadvip. There in Navadvip, Nityananda stayed in the home of Nandan Acharya. And now we will hear the experience of Nandana Acharya, a great devotee of Lord Krishna, in whose house Nityananda Mahaprabhu came, where he sat in the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness and waited for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to find him. Lord Nityananda is very mysterious and childlike, we hear, so he did not just go to Navadvip and say to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haribol, here I am. But it was something special. He hid in Navadvip and waited. Does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu know that I am here and will he come? So let us hear. When Nandan Acharya one morning looked, he saw a personality before him who was as splendid, means had an effulgence, like the sun. Lord Nityananda wore the garments of an avaduta. It's a transcendental, out of his mind man. His body was tall. He was always grave and profound. The holy name of Lord Krishna stayed on his tongue day and night. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Moment after moment, he roared with bliss. You know what roared means? Brüllen. He was wild, as if he were an incarnation of Lord Balaram himself. His charming face defeated millions of moons. His smile was the life of all the worlds. His lips were graceful and handsome. The splendor of his teeth defeated pearls. His glistening eyes were large and red. And his long arms, they reached down to his knees. His chest was broad. He walked with soft and graceful feet. And he spoke very kind words to everyone. How is your daughter? How is your son? When the people heard the words from his mouth, their bonds of karma were at once destroyed. When Lord Nityananda came to the towns of Nadia, all the worlds exclaimed, Jai! Jai!
Jai! Jai!
Now, they were much more ecstatic, but they were not from Germany. Jai! Jai!
Jai! Jai!
Very good. Who has the power to properly glorify Lord Nityananda? Who personally broke Lord Chaitanya's sannyas danda? Even a merchant, or a lowly person, or a fool who chants Lord Nityananda's name becomes able to purify the entire world. Nityananda Ram!
Nityananda Ram!
Nityananda Ram!
Nityananda Ram!
Nityananda Ram!
Nityananda Ram!
Nityananda Ram! Nityananda, Nityananda Ram! Nityananda, Nityananda, Nityananda Ram! Now you are all able to purify the whole world. Very good. Nandan Acharya happily offered hospitality to Lord Nityananda. Whoever hears of Lord Nityananda's arrival in Navadvip will attain a great wealth of spiritual love. We will now chant the 12 names of the moon-like Nityananda Prabhu, which will help us to enter the ecstasy. I don't think you have them on a piece of paper, but you have your ears, and please make your ears now into mouths who drink the name of Lord Nityananda's names. Please repeat after me. Nityanando,
Nityanando,
Vadadute,
Vadadute,
Vasudha,
Vasudha,
Prana,
Prana,
Vallabha,
Janavi,
Jivita,
Jivita,
Pati,
Krishna Prema,
Prada Prabhu. Nityananda means he who embodies eternal bliss. Avadhutendru means the moon of divine madmen. Vasudha Pranavallabha means the beloved of the life breath of Vasudha, that is one of his wives. And Janavi Jivitapati means the husband, enthusing Janavi with life. Krishna Prema Prada, he who bestows ecstatic love for Krishna. And Prabhu means the Lord and Master of the devotees. Please repeat.
Padmavati Sudha,
Padmavati Sudha,
Shriman,
Shriman,
Sachinandana,
Sachinandana,
Purvaja,
Purvaja.
This means the dear son of Padmavati, he who is splendorous and has transcendental majesty, the older brother of Mother Sachi's son. Then
Bhavan Mata,
Jagatrata,
Rakta Gaura Kalevara.
He who is maddened in overwhelming ecstatic emotions, the savior of the universe, he whose complexion is golden tinged with red. He has a golden color with some reddish in it.
It is described that a person who in the morning after rising chants these 12 names of Lord Nityananda
will become free from all the difficulties in his life. And listen to this, he will attain all his desires. Hare Krishna.
So if you wish, you can get this Nityananda Chandrasya Nama Dvadashakam,
which was composed by Sarvabhauman Bhattacharya, free of cost, from Sadanandi in the office, in this secretarial office of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda has opened an office today in Goloka Dham, and you can get the names and then become free from all difficulties and attain your desires. I think we all have a great need to become free from difficulties and attain our hopefully spiritual desires.
When he heard of Nityananda's arrival, Lord Chaitanya felt limitless happiness in his heart. Speaking to the Vaishnavas, Lord Chaitanya revealed what was to happen. But no one understood his words. He said, "O my brothers, in 2 or 3 days a great person will come here.
On that morning, Lord Chaitanya worshipped Lord Vishnu." There's a little deity of Lord Vishnu, which was worshipped by Lord Chaitanya. You can see it in the Yogapit temple. And after he had completed his puja for that morning, he rushed to meet the Vaishnavas. He sat down in their midst. Everyone was very interested to hear why he was in such a hurry. The Lord Chaitanya said, "Last night I had a dream. A chariot came, and on the chariot was a flag with a palm tree." Who drives a chariot with a palm tree flag?
Balaram.
There sat a person with blue garments and a plow on his shoulder. And he laughed and smiled and said, "Is this the house of Nimai Pandit?" Then he was silent and tears of joy rolled down his cheek. And he again asked the question after a moment or so, "Is this the house of Nimai Pandit?" No one had the power to answer his question. He was not peaceful. He wore blue garments. A blue turban decorated his head. On his left ear was a colorful earring. but not on his right ear. I think he looked like Lord Balaram. And then he said, "Is this Nimai Pandi's home?" He repeated 10 or 20 times. He was very powerful. "I never saw someone," said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "who was so powerful." Very respectfully, I gazed at him and I asked, "O great personality, who are you?" He smiled and said to me, "You and me are brothers. Tomorrow you and I will meet." Hearing his words, I became very happy. I felt that he and I are the same person. And then he disappeared. Speaking these words, Lord Chaitanya left external consciousness far behind. Entering the mood of Lord Balaram, he began to roar, "Bring madu! Bring madu! Bring wine!" He roared. Hearing his roar, everyone felt that their ears would split. Shiva's Pandit said, "Oh my Lord, please hear very carefully. You already possess the wine you desire, the wine of ecstasy. Others can taste it only if you give it to them." Trembling, the devotees stayed far away. And in their hearts, the Vaishnava thought, "There must be a reason for all this." Lord Chaitanya is in the bhava of Lord Balaram now, laughing, sitting, rocking his body to and fro. Red-eyed Lord Chaitanya became like Lord Balaram. After some moments, the Lord returned to his natural state, and then he explained the dream. He said, "In my heart, I think there is only one explanation. An exalted personality has come here. As I told you all before, we will soon see an exalted person." Then Lord Chaitanya says, "Haridas, Srivas, go, go, find that person. He must be somewhere in Navadvip." Srivas and Haridas run because they are a little afraid. Lord Chaitanya is in that mood of Balaram, very, very, very strong and very ecstatic. And they run with great happiness all over Navadvip, and they inspect every house, even every storage room. But at the end of the day, they did not find even half a sesame seed worth of news. For 9 hours they had searched Navadvip. But then they returned to Lord Chaitanya and said, "We did not see him anywhere. We looked in the homes of every Vaishnava, every sannyasi, every pious householder, and even every materialist, but we did not see him. We looked everywhere in Navadvip. Only in the villages outside Navadvip did we not look." Hearing their words, Lord Chaitanya smiled. He knew Lord Nityananda was playing a trick. He thought, "Nityananda, my Nityananda, has hidden himself very well." You must know in this incarnation of Lord Nityananda, he's very, very difficult to understand. And only Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has the power to reveal him to us. After a moment, Lord Chaitanya gently smiled and said, "Come with me and we will find him." Chanting Jai Krishna as they walked, the devotees happily went with Lord Chaitanya. Accompanied by the devotees, Lord Chaitanya, who knew everything, at once went to Nandan Acharya's home. Now, in that home, he will meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He will meet Nityananda. Gadara. We will prepare ourselves now for the meeting by, I suggest we sing the first song. It is called Puna Pratana. It is a request for the mercy of the Lord. I would like to read to you the two verses before we sing it. Kansu? Someone gives the text. Oh my dear Lord, repeat. Oh my dear Lord, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Please be merciful.
Please be merciful.
Who other than you?
Who other than you?
Can be more merciful.
Can be more merciful.
Oh my Lord.
Oh my Lord.
You have come here.
You have come here.
To save the fallen souls. And I can honestly assure you,
you will not find
a soul who is more fallen than me. You don't sound very convincing. I think you believe you are not so fallen. Oh my dear Lord Sri Nityananda Prabhu. You always enjoy the bliss of transcendental love. Please, with your mercy, look my way. Because actually, I'm very unhappy. Yes, today you also don't sound very convincing. So we will sing this. And please, when you sing this, learn one art. Connect your spiritual heart. That means your deep prayers in your life, your deep appeals to the Lord with your voice. This is not the day to be disconnected with your desires, spiritual desires, and your voice. You must connect into the home of Nandan Acharya Venityananda Prabhu. The jewel of exalted persons was staying. Entered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Sankirtan party. You can imagine we are now in the Sankirtan party of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Most merciful Mahaprabhu is bringing us to Lord Nityananda. Upon seeing Nityananda, everyone stood still and simply stared, for Nityananda was as effulgent as millions of suns. Wrapped in meditation, Nityananda did not notice and did not know that anyone had arrived. He sat there, wrapped in the happiness of his meditation, and he smiled. aware that this was a person very advanced in devotional service, Lord Chaitanya and his associates bowed down before him. Everyone respectfully stood. No one said anything. They only gazed at Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Chaitanya stood directly in front of Nityananda, and Nityananda recognized his own Lord, stunned with happiness. With unblinking eyes, Lord Nityananda gazed at Lord Chaitanya's form. It was as if with his tongue, Lord Nityananda licked Lord Chaitanya's form. It was as if with his eyes, Lord Nityananda drank the handsomeness of Lord Chaitanya's form. It was as if with his arms, Lord Nityananda embraced Lord Chaitanya. And it was as if with his nose, Lord Nityananda smelled Lord Chaitanya. Lord Nityananda stood up, and he stood there, stunned and motionless. He neither said nor did anything. At this, everyone there was filled with wonder. How to bring him out of his trance? Lord Chaitanya is the master of all living entities. Only he knew. Only he knew how to bring Lord Nityananda out of his trance. Lord Chaitanya hinted that Srivas should recite a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. And understanding the Lord's hint, Srivas Pandit at once recited a verse describing meditation on Lord Krishna. Now the verse which Srivas Pandit chose is called by Jiva Goswami and other Vaishnava Acharyas the best verse for meditation on Lord Krishna, because it follows really the meditation of the gopis who every morning remember how Lord Krishna is dressed and how he enters into the forest of Vrindavan. Barha pidam natavara vapu kanayo kanikaram pibratvasha kanaka kapisham Vaijajantim chamalam Rantran venor Adarasudaya purayan gopa brinder Brindaranyam svapararamanam Pravishat gita kirti Parha pitam Natavara vapu kanayo kanikaram Bibrat vasha kanaka kapisham Vaijajantim chamalam Randran vinu adarasudaya Purayan gopa brinde Brindaranyam svapadaramanam pravishat gita kirti. The gopis remembered how Krishna dressed, decorated with a peacock feather on his head, just like a dancing actor, and with blue flowers pushed over his ear. His garment glowed yellow gold, and he was garlanded with a Vaijajanti necklace.
dressed in such an attractive way, Lord Krishna filled up the holes of his flute with the nectar emanating from his lips. So the gopis remembered him entering the forest of Vrindavan, which is always glorified by the footprints of Krishna and his companions. Now please hear very carefully what this verse did to the ears and the heart of Lord Nityananda. Simply by hearing the recitation of this verse, Lord Nityananda fainted. He was no longer conscious. Lord Nityananda had fainted in ecstasy down on the ground. Recite, recite! Lord Chaitanya ordered Srivas. And Srivas again started. Amarpitam natavaravapu kanayo kanikaram. After some moments of hearing this verse repeated, Lord Nityananda regained consciousness. Touching Lord Chaitanya, he wept. Again and again hearing the verse, Lord Nityananda became mad and roared like a lion. Hearing his roar, the universe broke into pieces. Hare Krishna. Someone must have repaired the universe afterwards. No one had the power to see Lord Nityananda. Unseen by the others, Lord Nitai violently fell to the ground. In the hearts, everyone thought, oh no, his bones must have broken into pieces. Afraid that he was hurt, the Vaishnavas called out, Krishna, save him!
Krishna, save him!
Krishna, save him!
Krishna, save him!
Lord Nityananda rolled on the ground. His body was flooded with tears from his eyes. Gazing at Lord Chaitanya's face, he sighed. Bliss was in his heart. Moment after moment, he laughed aloud. One moment he danced. Another moment he bowed down. Another moment he slapped his arms. Pang! Another moment he jumped with both feet. And when he landed, the earth shook. Seeing this great wonder of the mad bliss of love for Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya and the Vaishnavas wept. Again and again, Lord Nityananda was overcome with ecstasy. Everyone tried to hold him still, but no one could. When no Vaishnava could hold him still, and they were all shaking from Lord Nityananda's power, Lord Chaitanya embraced him. Lord Nityananda had surrendered his life to Lord Chaitanya. Only when Lord Chaitanya embraced him, he became still. So after this comes so much ecstasy that we need to prepare ourselves. Please take your song sheets and we will sing Nitai Pada Kamala. It is a song which Srila Prabhupada often sang. It is
describing the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. We need the song for Hare Krishna. We have arrived at a very important part of our program. The deities are ready to give us their darshan. I just would like to make one final little point. I think when we hear this description of Lord Nityananda, and when we sincerely try to enter the mood of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, we immediately notice that it is a very blissful affair. I mean, a personality who cannot, who jumps up and down, and the world shakes, and he sings, and the universe splits, and he roars, and the ears are fulfilled, and at the same time there is no harm. You can understand that these are all attempts to describe the tremendous emotion which is involved. You know, in this world we sometimes say, I'm so angry I could rip everything apart. We want to give somehow a feeling that this emotion is very strong in us. But here in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan and Leela, the feeling is there is so much bliss, the universe cracks, the world shakes, the ears split, and of course there is no harm. It is all just a way of expressing the immense or tremendous feelings of ecstasy which were felt at that time. I really feel that as devotees, it is very important for us to find out how we can connect with this transcendental happiness of Krishna consciousness, the ecstasy, the joy. And this joy of Krishna consciousness, this really emotional impact which seems to almost blow away all the clouds of Maya which are in the head of the conditioned soul. This can be had at the lotus feet of Shishi Gonitai, the most merciful incarnations in this age. Like many of you, many of my God brothers have really searched for a way to enter the ocean of transcendental Krishna consciousness, or the Amrita, the nectar of devotion. And all those God brothers with whom I have talked, who belong to the closer circle of friends, they have arrived at a conclusion which I would also like to share this morning with you. If you really wish to enter the ocean of Krishna, blissful Krishna consciousness, there is a road which you cannot overlook. It is the road of Chaitanya Leela and of Lord Nityananda's special mercy. Many of us have heard about the divine pastimes of Shri Radha and Krishna and feel very much attracted to these pastimes as they are described. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur offers a very interesting angle. He says that if a person enters the Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by hearing this Leela, he will certainly arrive at the in the ocean of Radha Krishna Prema. I really would like to suggest to all of you on the sacred appearance day of Lord Nityananda to sincerely catch the two lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, as we have just sung in the Nitai Padakamala song. who is a very, very devoted servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then by the mercy of Nityananda Gora, Nityananda Goranga, really enter that ocean of ecstatic Krishna consciousness. When you are in ecstasy and blissful, like we hear these devotees were, then there are no difficulties. And if there are difficulties, they are either broken to pieces or chased away with a stick of bliss or stomped into the ground, whatever the expressions are in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, that will happen. I'm very, very, very sorry that we are ending at this moment, but I think we just start the Nityananda Katha. We have so many songs more and so many Katha more. I begin to understand we need maybe a few hours to really start the Nityananda Katha. Even if he would be very, very far away, but he would come and visit the house of Srivast Thakur in a spiritual way, in an unexplainable way. He would come and regularly take prasadam in the house of his dear devotee, Raghava Pandit. He would come to the house of Sachi Devi whenever Mother Sachi cooked for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu came in an unseen way and he accepted what his mother Sachi had cooked for him. And the fourth place is he would appear whenever Lord Nityananda danced in ecstasy. Wherever Lord Nityananda was dancing and calling his Lord, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would appear. For instance, in Panihati and the rice festival, Nityananda danced and danced and called his Lord. And then the devotees had already sat in two rows to take prasadam. Then he would invite Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and go with him through the rows of prasadam, take a little from each plate and just pop it into the mouth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, many devotees did not see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They only saw Lord Nityananda taking rice and the rice disappeared. Lord Nityananda would appear. Lord Chaitanya would appear there where Lord Nityananda would dance. Now, a last place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared was in the heart of his devotees. And this appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not limited to time. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears even today in the hearts of his dear devotees. And he begins, to dance there. Very good Leela and example is the place Ambika Kalna. It was a place where I believe Gadadhar, both of us once went there. There you see two Gonitai deities. These Gonitai deities, you can only have darshan for maybe 2 minutes or less, half a minute. They open the curtain, you make your obeisances, and when you come up, the deities are closed again. And the explanation which the pujaris give to is that actually these deities sometimes dance away from the altar. And this is what exactly happened when there was a kirtan by one devotee called Hridayananda. He did a kirtan next to this temple, and the deities had actually run from the altar and danced in the kirtan. Now, when the pujari saw this, he was extremely worried. He took a stick and ran after the deities, said, this you can't do. You belong on the altar. Don't go anywhere else. And he ran where the kirtan was, chasing Goni Thai with their stick. And Goni Thai had no place to run except for the heart of Hridayananda. So they both, in great fear, jumped in the heart of Hridayananda, who became known from that day on as Hriday Chaitanya. This is a little leela which explains how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can come in the heart of his dear devotees. And when you understand the Gundicha pastime, you know, where Mahaprabhu cleansed the temple to prepare a throne for the Lord to appear, then you can understand that it is possible for the Lord to appear even today. He's not limited. He's not restricted. I personally believe that our Krishna consciousness movement in Germany has now come to a state where we can go into the next phase. Enough winter in Krishna consciousness in Germany. We now looked forwards to see the springtime coming. And I want to encourage all of you devotees to please be carriers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu in your hearts by acting in a way where you serve the Vaishnavas in a loving way. And by this Vaishnava service, the Lord will be so satisfied and come into our midst, first of all, and then into our hearts. So I really don't want to end the festival, but Gadada has instructed me that today, tomorrow is another day. This is very unusual. Usually I instruct Gadadha because he always goes too long. But today he has said, and I really think it is a very good idea. Tomorrow, by our experience, is a day which where the night becomes the day. Please go to bed early, now or somewhere in the area of now. And we start tomorrow. I think this is Sadashiva's part to say. 10 Uhr, 10 o'clock. We have nothing else, so you can rest, you can chant your rounds, so that we can really celebrate like anything. Hare Krishna. Thank you very, very much for coming in such good numbers and giving pleasure to our hearts and singing so nicely and even dancing so nicely. Wonderful. I have the strengths which Bhagdad Dao gives me, who is the carrier of my danda. That's very nice. So, Hare Krishna. One thing which I brought, Madhavananda, are you here? When I heard that the devotees who were initiated had to fast until 5:30, I developed great compassion for you. I sacrificed German bread for you. You all get Dr. Peter Pühler made some German bread for me, and I decided to give up my attachment to German bread. And I have made bread for all of you who had to fast all day. It is the devotees who got their initiation. So I'm sorry, it may be a little late and you may have eaten already, but please collect your piece of bread. Hare Krishna. Oh! Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ki.